Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, to all the saints of God and to those who are visiting, if you're here for the first time, indeed, you are our honored guests. We have interest in your souls. We are here to help prepare you for eternity. Let me take this opportunity to thank the leadership of this noble congregation for welcoming us here, Pastor Wilson and myself. Back home, we call ourselves, not we, the Bible calls us pastors, overseers, bishops, and elders. And Pastor Wilson, myself, we've been working together for the past over some 40 years. And Pastor Wilson is a wonderful brother, wonderful preacher. We're happy to be here in your country, in Texas. And we are staying with Sister Betty and Brother Joe. We appreciate the hospitality shown to us. So many close associates we have here, too many to mention. But we are here today just to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we are here to participate in the week's activity, as we'll be having a spiritual feast as we feast upon the words of the Almighty God. And all of us, we are brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. Doesn't matter who you are, where you are, all of us, we are one in Jesus Christ. The subject is, the gospel is for all. And the text was read, Mark chapter 16, verse 15 through 16. It is a well-known passage. And he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. This is the word of the Lord. We say, amen. You will agree with me that there is a decay in the social and moral fabric of our society. And the art of men has become so desperately wicked. And the time has come that men need to turn from their evil and wicked ways and accept the gospel of Jesus Christ. The word gospel literally means good news or glad tidings. One of the clearest statements of this literal meaning to be found anywhere in the scriptures is Luke chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. And the angel said unto them, for unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. This good news concerning Jesus as a reference to what was done by and through him for the salvation of lost men and women. Mankind had sinned, deserved to be punished, but in the fullness of time, God in his love and mercy offered pardon to all who will accept the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Galatians chapter 3 and verse number 26 through number 28, the Bible declares, for we are all God's children by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jews nor Greek, bond nor free, male or female, but one in Jesus Christ. Titus chapter 2 and verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared unto all men. So it doesn't matter where you come from. Doesn't matter who you are, where you are, your political affiliations, your social standing, then you can accept the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel is for all mankind. Doesn't matter which nation you are from, you can accept the gospel of Jesus Christ. Watch this now. Sin is a basic human problem. It is a universal problem. Sin is the most destructive and enslaving force of this world. Sin blunts the will, harden the conscience, master the intellect. Sin causes emperors and dynasty to fall. But I come by to tell all of us that the remedy for sin is the gospel of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ. That's why we sing, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Blood plays a fundamental role in man's salvation. That's why in St. John chapter 3 and verse number 16, Jesus declared, the Bible declared, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The gospel is for all. The big question is, what is the gospel of Christ? The gospel of Christ, reduced to its basic elements, it is not a statement of principle, but a record of facts. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse number 1 through 4, let's turn to that passage. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless ye believe it in vain. For I declare unto you, first of all, let me read it again. For I declare unto you, first of all, that which I also receive, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. What is the gospel? The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. It consists of his death, burial, and resurrection. That is the gospel of Jesus Christ. It consists of the death, burial, and resurrection. Romans chapter 5 and verse number 8. The Bible declares, there is therefore no condemnation to those that are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 8 through 10. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death of the cross. Wherefore, God exalted Jesus and gave him a name which is above every other name, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus paid the penalty so that we could have the gospel of Jesus Christ. They treat Jesus like a common criminal. Rusty soldiers scourge Jesus. They say he was a revolutionist, but I know he was not a common criminal. He was not a revolutionist. I know who he was, and I know who he is. He's the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, the bright and morning star. He's a conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. He's our bridge over troubled water. He's our shelter in the time of storm. His name is Jesus, and that's why we must worship Jesus Christ. The gospel of Christ is for all. Jesus Christ, he suffered a barbaric death. He suffered a vicarious death just for your sin and my sin. But let me tell you, one Sunday morning, the greatest event of history took place. The occupied tomb was now vacant. And that's why we sing, up from the grave, he arose with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose from victory, from the dark domain, and he lives forever. Death he overcame. I come by this morning to let all of us know that the gospel is for all of us. Redemption was seen on the cross. Emancipation was seen on the cross. Liberation was seen on the cross. Justification was seen on the cross. Deliverance was seen on the cross. He became the Son of Man so that we could be the sons of God. The gospel is for all. You can accept the gospel of Jesus Christ today. The gospel is for all. If you're here today, then today is your opportune time. You can accept the gospel of Jesus Christ. In our text, go into all the world and preach the gospel. As the people of God, as the church, we are mandated to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is our responsibility. It is our obligation that we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Doesn't matter your color or your race or your creed. We are mandated to preach the gospel. In St. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18 through 20, when Jesus came from the grave, he said to his disciples, all power, all authority is given to me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. That is a Christian mandate, to preach the gospel to every creature in America, in Canada, in England, in Jamaica, in Japan. It is our responsibility to preach the gospel. There is power. Next point. There is power in the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is a saving power. Power, especially on a large scale, always arrests attention. The words dynamic and dynamo and dynamite are from the same original word from which we have the word power. A stick of dynamite, for example, contains explosives, which when brought in contact with objects around it, produce a moving effect. Just so with the gospel of Jesus Christ, it is the means which God uses to act upon the minds of men and women in order to move them to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is so powerful. In Romans 1 and verse 16, Paul penned it, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is a power of God unto salvation." There is no salvation without the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is so powerful. Watch Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 12. "For the word of God is quick. It is alive. It is active. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." The gospel work upon man's intellect, not on your emotion. The word of God is so powerful. It can cut the heart. As a matter of fact, the gospel of Christ, it is called the sword. That sword, it cuts you, then it can heal you, right? It is so powerful. Jeremiah 23 and verse 29. "My word, the gospel, is like a hammer and like a fire. Therefore, we must listen to the gospel of Jesus Christ, because the Bible said the word is like a fire. It's like a hammer that breaks the rock into pieces. It works upon your heart. So it doesn't matter the amount of sins that you have committed. You could be the most notorious gunman. You could do all the evil in the world. When you come in contact with the gospel of Jesus Christ, then you will be a changed man, a changed woman, change for the better, not for the worse. Change will come. It's like the prodigal son, right? He was out there in sin. He was alienated from his families, from his brethren, from his friends. He needed change. His change did not come until he came to himself and said, "I will arise and go to my father. I will say, Father, I have sinned." Change came when he went home and the father received him with open arms. Today, you might be a prodigal man or a prodigal woman, a prodigal boy or a prodigal girl. You can accept the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel, it has power, and you can be saved through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Through the gospel we are saved. God is the one who offers to lead men into a state of righteousness. There is no other alternative but to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. Salvation is in the name of Jesus. In Acts chapter 4 and verse number 12, Luke the physician, he declared, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved but by the name of Jesus." I come by today to tell all of us, salvation is not in the name of John Wesley. Salvation is not in the name of John Smith. Salvation is not in the name of Buddha. Salvation is not in the name of Muhammad. Salvation is not in the name of Luther. Salvation is not in the name of Ellen G. White, but salvation is in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who paid the penalty. He went all the way to Calvary for the sins of the world. That's why we have the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Through the gospel, we are saved, and you can be saved today if you accept the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because in the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse number 8, the Bible declares, in flaming fire, taking vengeance upon them that know not God and obey not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Ignorance will not be any excuse on the day of judgment. Doesn't matter. Lord, I didn't hear about the gospel. Didn't believe in the Bible. You could be an atheist. And in the day of judgment, you'll stand before the Almighty God. And when your name will be called, then you will answer to your name. All of us, we are accountable to the Almighty God. We were made in the image of God. In Genesis 2 and verse number 7. And the Lord God formed man from the dust of the earth and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Man is not like the animals. We are not a pig. We are not a goat. We are not like the dogs. But we were made in God's image with a sense of reasoning and a sense of responsibility. And I come by to tell all of us that we are accountable to the Almighty God. We are accountable to the Almighty God. God is no respecter of person. Acts chapter 10 and verse number 34 and 35. Peter said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth God and worketh righteousness is acceptable unto the Almighty God. So, let me tell you, as God's people, we are living in this world. We are not robots. One day, all of us will stand before the Almighty God. And you're going to say, Lord, I did not believe in the Bible. Did not believe in those church folks. All those folks who go to church, they are hypocrites. You ever hear that? Yeah. There are many people who are saying that church folks are hypocrites. But Jesus, they were with Jesus. Hypocrites were with Jesus. So I come by to tell all of us that we must accept the gospel of Jesus Christ, and no excuse will be accepted on the day of judgment. The church has been authorized to preach the gospel of Christ. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1 through 4, Paul declare, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, preach the word, be instant, in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke with all longsuffering and doctrine, for the time will come when men will not endure sound doctrine, sound teaching. What we need today is sound doctrine. There are some who will try to twist and turn the gospel of Jesus Christ. But watch Paul in Galatians chapter 1 and verse 6 through 8. I marveled that he has so soon removed unto another gospel, which is not another, because there is only one true gospel. But there be some that would trouble you and pervert, try to twist, try to turn the gospel to suit themselves. But Paul said, but though we are angels, come down from heaven and preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached, let him be accursed. As I have said before, so say I now again, if angels come down and preach any other gospel, let him be accursed. Hello? The Church of Christ is not an entertainment center. The Church of Christ is the body of Christ. In fact, it is a hospital for the sin-sick soul. So we cannot adjust God's word to suit society, right? And the Bible is the greatest book that man hands of ever handled. Let mental culture go. Let natural science progress. Let human minds widen, but the word of the Lord will never go. The gospel of Jesus Christ will remain as it is, and we are governed by the gospel of Jesus Christ, and there is power in the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are coming down. Finally, the result and benefits that one will receive when they obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with our spiritual blessings in heavenly places. There are benefits when you obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. St. John chapter 14 and verse 1 and 2. Let not your heart be troubled. If believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. Something they reserve for the people of God. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. Be thou faithful until death, and I will give you a crown of righteousness. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. There is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love is appearing. The gospel is mighty in its influences. It is a devouring flame. It is a crushing hammer. It is a life-giving force. It is a saving power. It is a defensive force. It is a probing instrument. It is a blessing to those who will receive and reverence the gospel of Jesus Christ. In conclusion, what effect is the gospel having in your life and your material possessions? Your business relationship, your family responsibilities, your attitude towards others. It matters not how successful you have been in this life. If your immortal soul ends up in hell, your life here on earth would have been a failure. Yeah? Mm-hmm. You're here today. If you want to be a Christian, there are five prerequisites to salvation. You got to hear God's word. Romans 10:17. Believe his word. Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Repent of your sins. Luke 13:3. Confess your faith in Jesus Christ. Romans 10:9 and 10. And be baptized in water for the remission of your sins. Then the Almighty God add you to his church, not a denomination. You rise to walk in a new life, You are on your way to heaven. Live faithfully. Ask the Almighty God to guide you as you go through this life. The gospel of Jesus Christ is for all. Doesn't matter your situation. You could be the vilest of sinner. You can come to Jesus Christ. You have the power to save you, because there is power in the word of God. The gospel of Jesus Christ is here. And don't forget that sin is the most destructive and enslaving force of this world. May the Almighty God bless you and your family as we focus on the gospel of Jesus Christ. I thank you.